This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Dear brothers and sisters, welcome to Taraweeh Reminder Day 24. I'm coming with a recipe today. Would you like to change your 24/7 into ibadah? Yes. That's exactly the way of our Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. If you follow what I'm going to be saying now, we're going to be turning the entire day into ibadah. Not a single second without ibadah. All you need to do is just follow the example of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Let me start with asking a question. What was the first thing the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam will do in the morning? I'm waiting for an answer. Or somebody says he's going to wake up. No, he's going to open his eyes first. Okay, just kidding. So once the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam opens his eyes, what's the first thing that will come out of his mouth? Alhamdulillah, Allahu Akbar. What does this tell you? His heart was always attached 24/7 to Allah. That's what we need to develop in Ramadan and then take it with us and build this as a habit so it becomes one of our character. Remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala all the time. My heart is always attached to Allah. So the first thing he would do, he would say, Alhamdulillah, alladhi ahyana. When you go to bed, you're dead. Sleep is minor death. So when you are sleeping, you're not aware of what happens around you. You're not even held accountable for what you do in your dreams. So the Prophet ﷺ would say, Alhamdulillah, alladhi ahyana. All praises due to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You know, like alhamd entails two things. It's like gratitude plus praise of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So he's thanking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and he's praising him. Alladhi ahyana, who brought us back to life. Ba'dama amatana, after we're dead. وَإِلَيْهِ النُّشُورِ, and to him is resurrection. This is a sign for those who deny resurrection. You die every day and you come back to life. And that's what the Prophet ﷺ is teaching us through this. So again, you start your day by thanking Allah, by praising Allah, and by remembering Allah. What a beautiful day. Then, what's next? Let's just like go into like part of the day, inshallah, today with the Prophet ﷺ. What's the next thing? He's going to go to make wudu, right? So entering the washroom, do I enter with my right foot or left foot? The sunnah is to enter with the left foot. Was there a dua the Prophet ﷺ would say? Yes. Before he enters, he would say, Allahumma inni a'udhu bika. You see, again, the heart's attached to Allah. He's making dua all the time because dua is the weapon of the Muslim. Dua is the weapon of the Muslim. And many of us, unfortunately, these days, we don't use that. So he would say, Allahumma, O Allah, inni a'udhu bika, I seek refuge with you, min al-khubthi wal-khaba'ith. Khubth means impurity, and al-khaba'ith, you know, is the plural of like shayateen, like, you know, devils. So you're seeking refuge with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala from najasa, impurity, and, you know, the shayateen. Because where do the shayateen live? They live in the washrooms, they live in the wasteland, they live in a barren land. This is why always, always, when you go, you know, inside your house, you know, you have to start with saying Bismillah. That way, you're warning them. And once they hear the name of Allah, they go away. You know, when we recite, قُلْ أَعُوذُ بِرَبِّ النَّاسِ مَلِكِ النَّاسِ إِلَهِ النَّاسِ SubhanAllah, you're seeking refuge with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Who is He? He is رَبِّ النَّاسِ. Malik al-Nas, Ilah al-Nas. And then you say, Min sharri al-waswas. From the evil of the one that is in a constant state of whispering into our ears. Not, he doesn't do waswasa one time, his waswas. It's like the subhanAllah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala saying, he never stops. Except, Allah said, Al-Khannas. What does that mean? Once you remember Allah, Yakhnas. Yakhnas means he's always in a constant state of running away. When you remember Allah. So you know the weapon now. If you want to get rid of shaitan, remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So once the Prophet ﷺ will go into the washroom, he'll go with the left hand and he will do that dua. Now, you are in the washroom. Am I allowed to remember Allah or to talk about Allah in the washroom? No. Especially if it's just that small toilet, just a toilet. But sometimes, mashallah, you have like a restroom. You have, mashallah, like almost like a room inside where you have like a shower or where you have a tub, and then you have a space where they have a sink, and then you have the toilet. So if I am using the toilet, I cannot remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And my toilet should not be facing the Qibla or giving my back to the Qibla. Subhanallah. Even my house has to be built according to Islam. So I shouldn't be sitting while I'm in the washroom facing the Qibla or giving my back to the Qibla. That's the sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Some people enter the you know, subhanallah, the washroom, especially women, with Ayatul Kursi. Like they are wearing like a bracelet or something or a necklace that has Ayatul Kursi. Can I take this into the washroom? Would you take the name of Allah and the Ayat of Allah into the washroom? No, you better take this out. You shouldn't be wearing it while you are in the washroom. Then after I finish, what's next? I'm going to use the sink to start making wudu. Is there a dua? Of course, I told you, every single second of the life of the Prophet ﷺ, there was a dua and there was connection with Allah. That's why my recipe today is, how can I change my 24/7 into ibadah? Allahu Akbar. My entire day is ibadah if I follow the sunnah of the Prophet ﷺ. So I start my wudu. All I would say, Bismillah. As simple as that. Don't follow your grandfather who's going to be chanting so many things. Allahumma a'tini kitabi biyamini wa la tu'tini kitabi bishamali. Oh Allah, give me my record with my right hand and don't give it. There's nothing of that. The sunnah is just to say Bismillah. Bismillah. That's it. Sheikh, what about Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim? I said, follow the sunnah. It's very serious. The Prophet ﷺ was teaching a sahabi a dua. And at the end of the dua, you know, the Prophet ﷺ was saying, you know, amantu بنبيك بكتابك الذي أرسلت بنبيك الذي أرسلت. So the Prophet ﷺ is telling the Sahabi, and the Sahabi, instead of using نبيك, he used رسولك. It's like the end of the dua says, and I believe in the Prophet that you sent, meaning Prophet Muhammad ﷺ. The Sahabi wanted to give it like spice that a little bit. So he, instead of using Prophet, because a messenger is better than a Prophet, it's like it's a higher rank. He said, ورسولك الذي أرسلت. The Prophet ﷺ said, بل ونبيك الذي أرسلت. Follow what I said. Don't change it. It's that sunnah. That's the sunnah. Because if you change something that the Prophet ﷺ, you know, used to teach us, as if you're saying, you know, Prophet of Allah, I know better than you. Who am I to claim that? What's the dua that we should say during the last nights of Ramadan? Very simple. Allahumma innaka afuun tuhibbu al-afwa fa'afu anni. MashaAllah. I know many people, especially in my culture, they like to spice it. Allahumma innaka afuun, kareemun, haleemun. Why do you add this? Follow the sunnah. The Prophet ﷺ, Aisha was very clear when she said, Prophet of Allah, teach me a du'a that I should say when I seek Laylatul Qadr. He said, say, Allahumma innaka afuun, tuhibbu al-afwa fa'afu anni. Do you know what's afu? What's the ultimate goal of a Muslim in Ramadan? To be saved from hellfire. That's exactly the meaning. Afu means the one who will, you know, forgive your sins and erase them. That's what we want. Many times in the Quran, وَسَارِعُوا إِلَى مَغْفِرَةٍ سَابِقُوا إِلَى مَغْفِرَةٍ مِنْ رَبِّكُمْ وَجَنَّةٍ. So you should race for the forgiveness of Allah first, then you can enter Jannah. So that forgiveness comes from afu. So don't add. Don't try to show that I know better than the Prophet ﷺ. I know that you don't mean it, but follow the sunnah. That's the way it should be. So the Prophet ﷺ would say, Bismillah, and at the end, like nothing in between. We'll just make the wudu, and at the end he's going to say, أَشْهَدُ أَنْ لَا إِلَهَ إِلَّا اللَّهِ وَحْدَهُ لَا شَرِيكَ لَهُ وَأَشْهَدُ أَنَّ مُحَمَّدًا عَبْدُهُ وَرَسُولُهُ. And he would say, اللَّهُمَّ اجْعَلْنِي مِنَ التَّوَّابِينَ وَاجْعَلْنِي مِنَ الْمُتَطَحِرِينَ. Allahu Akbar. You know, by default, what he means, that sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, اللَّهُمَّ اجْعَلْنِي, oh Allah, make me amongst التوابين, not التائبين, subhanAllah. التوابين is more. Why? It means, Ya Allah, make me amongst those who are in a constant state of making tawbah. Why? Because we are in a constant state of making mistakes and committing sins. So as much as you make mistakes, you need to go back and make tawbah too. That's tawabin. And the second one, وَجَعَلْنِي مِنَ الْمُتَطَهِرِينَ. Oh Allah, make me also amongst those who are in a constant state of purifying themselves. And purification here doesn't mean just the body. No, it is also the heart from shirk. This is very important. So, as if the Prophet ﷺ is making dua that Allah would love him. What do you mean by that? Go to surah number 2, ayah 2, 2, 2. Very simple. So the surah is 2 and then triple 2. At the end of this ayah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala loves those who are tawabin and mutatahirin. Allah loves those who are in a constant state of tawbah and who are in a constant state of purification. So as if Allah, as if when you ask Allah to make you amongst those, by default, you're asking Allah to to be amongst those whom Allah love. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us His love and accept all of our good deeds in these last 10 nights. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala extend our life to witness the month of, Laylatul Qadr, and accept all of our deeds, inshallah. I'll leave you with a reminder. Tomorrow, 5 p.m., we have our beautiful show called The Young Muslim Show, inshallah. 5 p.m., we'll see you there, inshallah. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.